Hey, it's Tax Quips time from TaxMama.com. Yesterday we talked about the tax-free life, and today Tax Mama hears from Mary in Connecticut, who feels overtaxed. She says, "Can you explain the AMT? How does one qualify for it? My husband and I have a decent combined income. We work long days and my husband works two jobs, but we also pay a bundle in taxes with federal, state, FICA, property, and etc." Well, Mary, what an interesting twist to the question of AMT, wanting to qualify for it. Sweetheart, that's the last thing you want to do. Originally, when created in 1970, the AMT was a way to ensure that the richest folks in the land didn't get away without paying any taxes. It took that long for Congress to pass the legislation after it was learned that in 1966, 155 taxpayers with adjusted gross income over $200,000 paid no income tax at all. Before AMT, when someone earned a lot of money, but they could afford the high-priced attorneys and tax professionals, they would learn how to take high deductions and paper losses, and you always hear about the rich never paying taxes. So clearly, the AMT was meant to be a solution. In 1970, when enacted, this affected about 200 people. But according to the Brookings Institution, by 2010, this will affect 33 million people. That's about a third of the entire tax-paying population. The alternative minimum tax is a penalty. It's not a privilege. Back then, they were addressing people who earned $200,000 or more, which at that time could have bought you half a city. They were really rich. Today, it affects people with incomes in the $40,000 to $60,000 range, which in a city barely gives you enough money to cover rent, a car, basic employment taxes, and that's without buying groceries or cleaning your clothes. Even today, a small percentage of the nation earns over $200,000. They really need to raise the income thresholds on the AMT, but won't, since the AMT brings in billions of dollars. If you want to learn much more about AMT, IRS has a nifty AMT assistant to help you figure out if you're a victim, and Kay Thomas at Fairmark Press has a pretty good explanation of how AMT is computed today. But if you really want strategy on how to avoid it, well, that's why the tax pros get paid the big bucks, to develop legal, sensible strategies. The good ones don't really want to publish their ideas, and they shouldn't. And remember, you can find answers to all kinds of other questions about alternative minimum taxes and all kinds of other tax issues free. Where else? At TaxMama.com.